In a community on top of a hill lies normality sprinkled with the abnormal. Tales that stand too tall to be considered the truth, it's up to you to figure out fact from fiction. But really, does it even matter? I mean, everyone needs a good story once in a while. Sit back and listen as we try to report our findings in this episode of Echo and Wire. Hello, and welcome back to
Echo and Wire.
I'm back as your co-host, Caitlin Bradley.
But once again, I'm your far superior co-host, Jack Buell, who is here to liven up the show, unlike my mediocre partner.
And today, we're going to discuss the real-life issues hidden behind the revolving door. But first, a word from our sponsor. Have you ever had a moment where you felt like you were just dragging yourself throughout the day? Your backpack is weighing down on your shoulders, and you can just barely move. You were up late last night finishing homework, or so you say, and you really just need a little boost. Well, fear not, my friend. The school store has a fresh stock of king-size candy bars just waiting to be purchased, especially on those days when your body literally turns to stone. If chocolate isn't your thing, try one or two of our many other products we sell. Pringles, Oreos, or even salt in a cup. Ramen noodles. If you're the last purchaser of any particular item, congratulations! You'll be rewarded with a large box it came packaged in. Don't be a zombie and give your cash to the school store. Not cheap, but convenient.
Jack, you're not responsible for your issues you may get while consuming or purchasing any and all products at the school store. This message was not Solinsky approved. And there goes Katie again, shelling out to the big man on top.
But it wouldn't be Echo and Wire without trying to earn a bit of coin.
But we're not even making money off this.
That's step two, Jack. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
Oh, really? The last business idea you had was centered around freaking birdhouses. I think it's pretty clear you don't know the definition of what's in demand.
And you do?
Of course I do. In fact, after the last episode when I utterly lost it, to use your words. My team of wise owls told me about the positive reviews from last week, and how quite a few of them were about the research regarding the Hilltop Spirit Bands.
Or, it was maybe the fact that I practically dragged you off stage due to your hysteria.
Whatever the point may be, Jack, my team advised me that I should probably do another follow-up with another story, elaborating on thoughts some of the student body has had for quite some time, and bringing some new evidence to light about how these ideas might not be as theoretical as it may seem.
Here we go again.
There's an ongoing study on the impact of the darkroom and what it has had on the student body. You may very well know my group of scholars and I have been leading an investigation trying to discover the impact the room has had on the greater community.
Again with your group of scholars. I'm starting to believe they might be a mere fabrication of the mind. I mean, they can't possibly be as intelligent as I. Whoever can be better than I? Jack the Great.
Jack the Great at interrupting my train of thought. Now, would you mind?
Oh, no. I apologize. Now, would you please proceed?
Thank you. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, Kasabo, the creator, calls it a so-called creative space, where students hide in the shadow of darkness, working tirelessly on their film photography. However, I believe this room has ulterior purposes. Some say that the revolving door takes these naive photographers to a whole new realm, one beyond our campus, one beyond our world. Others think that the missing children of Hilltop are indeed hidden somewhere within the shadows. If you listen closely, my friends, you could possibly hear the soft whispers of these so-called alumni. One such former student, who's always found behind the twisted doors, was none other than Matt Kosofsky. However, just like all who enter that room, one day he vanished. Students reported him saying that he was going to study in West Virginia, whatever that means. But a few days later, he vanished. However, I believe this is code for he found a way out of our realm and into the realm beyond. If you go and just rely on your sense of sound, you can briefly make out the whispers of outdated memes and clucking chickens. Who really knows what happens inside this room? The only thing we can confirm is that Kasab is always, always encouraging students to go into this orange door that spins and turns and leads in this room covered in a blanket of darkness. We have our team of scholars timelessly investigating as we speak, but until then, always fear what cannot be seen.
I'll always fear what can be seen, which is sitting right next to me. Katie, come on. First we got tracker bands, now we got a spooky door that leads into everlasting darkness. Katie, you must have some better material than this, right? Right?
Wow, the Jack Buell, afraid of me? That makes much more sense now that I think about it. Jack fears me? Wow, who knew that Boy Wonder over there will be able to finally have the guts to admit I am something to be afraid of?
That's not the point I was
so
trying to make.
So you admit it.
No!
I think
no,
he did.
No.
Jack is ready to kill
you. No.
Shh. It's okay, Jack. I understand. If it makes you feel any better, I'm sometimes scared of you too. And I'm sorry that theories interest me, but don't lie to yourself. They're pretty cool, aren't they? And if you wanted to know why I didn't ask you to be a part of my team of intellectual monkeys, well, they might have been digging stuff up on you, too.
What?
They found that you had some sort of investigative journalism yourself after learning from moi that Hilltop isn't always what it seems to be. Now, because I'm nice, I'm not going to reveal all your research just yet. But there was a story in particular entitled The Boys Upstairs that I'm dying to hear from the Boy Wonder himself.
How'd you get access to that?
Those puny tracker bands, of course. You know, the ones I went delirious over. You told that you were sorry about doubting my research. Man, you need to step up your game, Jack. Now, please, would you proceed?
All right, you leave me no choice, you swine. I will show you what real investigative journalism is all about. Ha, the glorious boarding program. The opportunity to be able to experience independence and responsibility while being at such a young age. You know what also targets youth at a young age?
Gangs!
I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that upstairs in the mansion lies the so-called Strath House, which is a cover-up for a large-scale gang operation. Through many hours of investigative journalism and one near-death experience, at the hands of their leader, I have found many things about this gang, known only as the Strath Boys. They have manipulated many things on campus, such as student council elections, the National Honor Society inductees, and most damning of all, the school store prices. Their harsh taxes and protection fees have caused prices to go through the roof. We have found many things about their key members. First, they have their leader, covered in shadows but plain in sight. We don't know much about him, except he is among the student body, always watching, always causing trouble. Then they have the messenger. He's always looking to recruit fresh male blood with his so-called guys' night in.
Let me just say that I know that this is a male-dominated school, and I understand that they can't have it be co-ed, but I think there must be some sort of correlation between the fact that—
Katie!
Yes?
Can I continue?
Fine.
Thank you. Now, they have their big boy, the muscle. This member is one of the few alumni who are given the opportunity to return to our realm to cause mischief to those who defy the iron grip of the Strath Boys. Then, we have their personal correspondent, Big Boy himself, Van Dyke, who
has his hands in everything.
Who, I have found, is in league with these dastardly ne'er-do-wells. We, as a student body, must stop these tyrants. Come and join me on the 5th of November to end this suffering.
Jack, are you all right?
I am better than ever. Soon, we'll be able to topple the Strath Boys and take back the school.
You know I love my conspiracies more than most things, but this is outrageous, really.
Look at these documents, Katie. I have proof that this is real. We need to stop them.
Jack, if this was real, my team and I would have found something about this by now. I think you're getting sick. I should probably check your temperature.
I don't need you to check my freaking temperature. Katie, your team is nothing but lies. They are seeds planted by the Strathboys. You need to snap out of it. Realize the truth. The Strathboys are real, and we must stop them.
I think the anxiety about getting into college has taken such a toll. Seriously, I'm worried about your mental health.
I'm worried about how they have you and the rest of this establishment so tricked so easily. We as the media must expose these evil tyrants. I'm leaving. I have a job to do.
Jack, wait, you're going to hurt yourself. Guys, I think it was my fault. If I didn't force him to read that theory, he wouldn't have gone mad. But I guess we're even now after everything from last week. I should probably go after him. Should I? Yeah, I probably should. Maybe he needs to go see Miss Mathis. Thank you all for listening to Echo and Wire. And remember, the 5th of November. Bye!